Last time we were talking about the Gemara here on Daf Tesem Beis that quotes the Mishnah on Daf Yigimah. Gemara says, "Alometen getzila ishtish tashichas el avdi umeis lo yidnu lachamisa. Tumman al plani umeis yidnu lachamisa." So the Mishnah says that that if the Adam tells the middleman, "Tnu getzila ishti, tnu getzila ishti." Then he dies before the middleman is able to give it to the Eved. We don't give it to the Eved Lachamis. So we pointed out that Rashi over here, Rashi Kodem Chazara, seems to be like the Rif on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Rashi seems to say that that in the event, that even in the event where the Adon were to have given the Shtar Shichra to the middleman, the Shichra still is not Chal. The Chalos HaShichra does not take effect as of yet. The only thing that happens is that the Adon can't be Chozigo. He can't retract. But the Shichra is not going to be Chal as of yet. So we pointed out that Rashi asked the Kasha, how can that be? How can we split between the two? The Chayrus is dependent on the Chazara. If he can't do Chazara, that means something must have happened. And if something didn't happen, so why can't he do Chazara? So what's going on over here? So to answer the Rashi's Kasha, we quoted the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Avodim also seems to learn like the Rif, but with a twist. And we said maybe the Rambam actually is the same as Rashi. Maybe Rashi is learning like the Rambam in this Shita, and that's how to explain Rashi. What does the Rambam say? So the Rambam admits that if the Adam were to say, Zuchu b'shtar zela avdi, if he used the Lashon of Zuchu, so then if the middleman were to get it, then he would be Zuchu on behalf of the Eved. And not only could the Adam not be Chozuchu, but the Shichur would actually be Chal. But then the Rambam adds, but if he says Tanu, so then we have this middle limbo situation, that the Adon can't be Chozibah, but at the same time, the Shichur has not yet been Chal. The question is, what does that mean? What does that mean? The Rambam clearly holds that there really is no split. Because if he held that there were a split, then even if you say Zuchu, even if he gave it to the middleman, there still would be a split. The Rambam holds there is no such split. So what does he mean to create the split when you say Tanu? So we pointed out that the Ktzos explains the Rambam. The Rambam understands that there's some kind of a Tanai. That if he says Tanu Shtar Shichur Zela Avdi, Tanu Shtar Shichur Zela Avdi, then what he's doing is he's being Masna in the Chalos Cheres. He's being Masna in the Shichur. Once he gives it to the middleman, so he wants the middleman to be Zocha on behalf of the Eved Le'inyan Zed, that he can't be Chozibah, he won't be able to retract anymore. But he's being Masna in the Cheres, he's making a Tanai. It's making a tenai that the cheres should not be completed. It shouldn't be chal until the Eved actually gets the shtar. Now, what kind of a tenai is that? So we developed a little bit more. We said, it's a tenai to me'achshav. He's saying, me'achshav ula'achar sheyitein es hashtar le'eved oz he should be meshuchar le'mafreya. Right? So it's a tenai to me'achshav. So that's why it'll be chal le'mafreya once the Eved gets it. It really is chal now. It's just it can't be chal now. It's only chal after the tenai is fulfilled. Once the tenai is fulfilled, le'mafreya, it's going to be chal. That's what the Rambam holds. That's what the Rambam holds. Now, if that's the case, then why la'achamisa do we not give the shtar to the Eved? Just be mekayim the tanai. If the whole reason why there's a split, the Adon can't be chozebo, but yet the Eved is not going to be meshuchah, because there's a tanai, the me'achshav, saying that the Eved should not be meshuchah until he actually gets the shtar. Once he gets the shtar, l'mafreya, he is going to be meshuchah. But if he's meshuchah l'mafreya, so then even if the Adon dies before the middleman is able to give it to the Eved, he should be meshocher. Just be mekayim b'tanai. Give it to the Eved. The tanai is mekayim l'mafreya, and then he should be meshocher. So says the Ktzos. It's a din de rabbanan. The Rambam doesn't say this beferish, but he says it's dome to a get la'achamisa. It looks like a get la'achamisa because he's only giving the shtar shichur to the Eved la'achamisa. So because it's dome to a get la'achamisa, that's why Chazal didn't want to accept it. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. As Effie pointed out, lo yitnu la'achamisa sounds like it's like a chumrah. It's not me'ikar ad-din. Chazal say, don't do it. Why not do it? Don't do it, because it looks like a get lachamis, and we're afraid of the perception. We're afraid of the perception of the passers-by. Okay, that's the Rambam according to the Ktzos. The Stipler, we said, had a little bit of a different nuance. The Stipler said, maybe it's not just a din rabbanan. Maybe me'ikar ad-din, it's not going to work. Why is that? But just be mekayim b'tanai. If it's chalam afreya, so then everything should be fine. So the Stipler says, no, maybe you can't have a kiyum atanai la'achamisa. How can it be mekayim the tanai to give the shtar shichra to the Eved? What's a shtar shichra? It's that an Adon is writing a shtar to his Eved. But if the Adon has died, he's not the Adon anymore. The Yorshim are the Adon. So if this Adon who's dead is not the Bailam anymore, then there's no meaning to the Shtar Shichra anymore. It's just a piece of paper. It has words on it, but the words are meaningless because that Adon doesn't exist anymore. So you can't give it to the Eved. The problem is, you can't fulfill the Tanai. If you were to be able to fulfill the Tanai, so then Takalim Afreya, the Cheres would be Chal. But you can't fulfill the Tanai because there's no meaning to the Shtar Shichra once the Adon is dead. So that's why the Eved is not going to be Shichra. That's why we don't give the Shtar Shichra to the Eved Lachamisa. It's not just the Chumid Rabban. Me'ikra Din, we're not going to give the Shtar Shichra to the Eved because you can't fulfill the Tanai now. You can't fulfill the Tanai because there's no meaning to the Shtar Shichra. So that's why we leave it the way it is and the Eved is not going to be Shichra. Rashi could take one of these two approaches. That's what we wanted to suggest. That maybe Rashi is with the Rambam. His understanding of the Rif is not that really Me'ikar Adin, even though the Shtar is given to the middleman, nothing is going to be Chal. No, it should be Chal. The Shichur really should be Chal. There's a full Zechi over here. But if he only says Tanu, then we assume that he's being Masne in the Chalos Shichur. He's making a Tanai. That's why it's not going to be Chal. That explains the split between Chazara as opposed to Chalos Shechar. Aye, so why when he dies, can't he just fulfill the Tanai, Lemafreya, Me'achshav, it'll be Chal? Either because it's in the Rabbonah, it looks like a Get Lachamisa, or Min HaTorah, it's not going to work, says the Stipler, because there's no meaning to the Shtar Shechar since the Adon is no longer living. Okay, this is all within Rashi Kodem Chazara. Rashi Kodem Chazara, who held of this split, who assumed that even if the Adon gives the Shtar to the middleman, the Zechiyah, the Zchus for the Eved, according to the Rabbanan, the Zchus for the Eved to be Yotze L'Cheiris, is not enough to say that the Shichur is going to be Chal. It's not enough to say that the Shichur is going to be Chal. It's still only a Tanai. Because it's only a Tanai, after the Adon dies, we're not going to give the Get Shichur to the Eved. Okay. Question, I saw a hand up. Yes, Rafi.
Yeah. So does Xos think that the Tanai can be like this guy?
After Misa?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Xos says Me'ikra, then the Tanai could be Miskayim.
How would that work? So it's still like...
The Tanai being Miskayim just means that since the Adon said, give this Shtar Shichra to the Eved. So the middleman is still alive, the Eved is still alive, so he could give the Shtar Shichra. And the Xos apparently understands that as long as the Adon, when he gave the Shtar to this individual, as long as he was alive and there was meaning to the Shtar Shichur then, so we look at it as though giving it to the Eved, even Lachamisa, is a kiyum of the Tanai.
Even though it's not there.
Even though the Adon is not alive, but the Adon set that Tanai in motion when he was alive. So because the Shtar Shichur did make sense when the Adon was alive, and the Adon set the Tanai in motion at that point in time, the Xos understands that you could have a Kiyum HaTanai. It's a Chiddush, but that's what the Xos apparently is saying. And that's why he has to come on to this idea that it's a Din Rabbanan. He clearly is assuming, really, it should be Chal Me'ikar Adin. So it comes out interesting. The Lashon of Rashi in our Gemara in Tesem Ebeis is that he says, Miu modu rabbonu de kokama de lamata gita liyode lo havi meshuchar v'keva de mis kodim su lo havi shechure shechure. Why is the Shechur not Shechur after the Adon passes away? So says Rashi over here on Daftes, because Pokalei Rishuse. Pokalei Rishuse. The Adon doesn't own the Eved anymore. The Adon doesn't own the Eved anymore. What does that mean? So according to the Stipler, it's good. Right? According to the Stipler, what Rashi is saying is, Me'ikar Adin, the Adon is not the Adon anymore. So because the Adon is not the Adon anymore, Pokalei Rishuse, so there's no meaning to the Shtar Shichur. The Lashon is good. I mean, it would be nice if Rashi could say a little bit more, but it's fine. According to the Ktzos, it's a little bit shver. According to the Ktzos, a little bit shver. Not only does he not mention this Din D'Rabbanan, that it's Dome to Get Lachamisa, it sounds like it's more fundamental. That Pokalei Rishuse, and now it can't be done. So what you have to read into the Rashi, according to the Tzos, is that Pokalei Rishuse, and because Pokalei Rishuse, so then it looks funny. Rashi doesn't say it looks funny, but that's what you have to read into the Rashi, according to the Tzos, that it will look funny if Pokalei Rishuse, everyone knows that the Adon daughter is, and if you're going to give the Shtar to the Eved, it looks like a Get Lachamisa, and that's going to be the problem. Okay, this is Rashi Al-Asar, Rashi over here on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Rashi learning like the Rif, but as we said, more like the Rambam, that it's a tnai, and because it's only a tnai, then we can explain based on the two approaches that if the Adon dies before they're able to give it to the Eved, then we're not going to give it to him, he's not going to be Mishuch. Rashi later on is talking La'acha Chazar. Right? Rashi, Tosus points out that Rashi later on explains differently. Rashi says that V'goreis tenu getzeh le'ishti shtashichu zeh la'avdi, and not ten getzeh. Why? Because if you were to say ten getzeh, that would mean that he already gave it over to the middleman Mechayev. If he gave it over to the middleman Mechayev, it would have been Chal. Right? While he was still alive, if he gave it over to him, so Zochan Lodim Shlo Bafanav, he'd be Zochan on behalf of the Eved. Right? If Tain Shtar Shichu Zeh La'avdi, if it would be a Tain, that means that he gave over the Shtar Mechayim. If he gave over the Shtar Mechayim, then it would be Chal. That clearly is Rashi Lach Chazar. Because Rashi over here Kalam Chazar was assuming that even if he gave it over, it's not gonna do anything. Because there's something missing. So Rashi there is different. Rashi there is different. Rashi is saying that we're talking about a situation where the Adon did not give over the Shtar as of yet. And that's why the Zochen would not be Chal. But if the Adon were to have given over the Shtar, Shlomosum le'achliach b'chayel l'fikach lo nechluku chacham v'davar lo v'mishon shemishon rishon ezochalo ashliach le'ebed li'os meshuchar. The Chachamim are not cholik. We don't find the Chachamim being cholik in the Mishnah and Dafi Gimel Amalek because he didn't give it over. So the idea of a zchus, right, the Zochen Adam Shlomofan, the Chacham hold by a Shichar Eved, that doesn't kick in because he didn't receive it. He can't be Zochen. There's no Mezakeh, then there's no Zechus. There's no Zechia. There's no Zechia. Okay, so this is Rashi on Daf Yigimel La'acha Chazar. Rashi assumes there is no split. Rashi assumes that according to the Chachamim, if the get is not given over, then once the Adon dies, we're not going to give over the get to the Eved. If the get were given over, then the middleman is going to be Zocher for him, and the Eved is going to be Meshucher. Why is it that if the Adam were to die before the get is given over, before the get Shichur is given over to the middleman, why is it that the Eved is not going to be Meshucher? This is not a Din D'Rabbanan. It's not a Din D'Rabbanan. It's Me'ikar Adin. There's no Din D'Rabbanan over here. The get hasn't been given over to anyone. It's not a Chashash get La'achamit. That's not what we're talking about. This is fundamental. Nothing has happened as of yet. So why taka is he not going to be Meshuchah? So Rashi says, Lo yitnu la'achamisa, digitu lahavi adamati liyode, b'chimati liyode hamisle meshachar upokle b'shusa. Adkan. Here you can't explain Rashi to mean, oh, it looks like a get la'achamisa. Get la'achamisa, this is much more fundamental. It's not just a din d'rabbanan. No one would say Rashi holds this as a din d'rabbanan. The shtar shichur wasn't even given over to the middleman. Right, so what's going to happen? I mean, if the Adon just told the middleman to do it, the middleman hasn't even written the shtar yet, and then the Adon dies. So what are you saying that the middleman, if he writes the shtar, it looks like a get la'achamisa, and that's the problem? No, this is much more fundamental. Right, it's much more fundamental. If it weren't fundamental, then Rashi could have said, "Let's be goreis ten getzeh. Let's be goreis ten getzeh." Rashi says it can't be ten getzeh because if that's the case, then it's already been chal. But is it just a din d'rabbanan? I don't think so. The Tzos doesn't think so. Right? The Tzos says even if I'll plug in a din d'rabbanan to Rashi on Daf Tes on the days, here on Daf Yigimel, it doesn't sound like there should be a din d'rabbanan. It sounds like it's more fundamental. That because he never got it, so something is different. Something is lacking. What is lacking? So Rashi says if the Adon dies, so then Pokalei Rishusei. There's no Meshachar. So if there's no Meshachar, there's no Avdus, there's nothing to be Meshachar over here. Right? There's nothing to be Meshachar over here because there's no Avdus with the Adon anymore. The Avdus has been transferred to the Yarshin. It's interesting, he doesn't mention Yarshin over here. Right? But Pokalei Rishusei means, like Daf Tes, that the Yarshin own him now. So how's the Shtar going to have any meaning? There is no Avdus with the original Adon. The question is, why did Rashi have to say that over here? Why did Rashi say that over here? The Shlomo earlier that he's talking about it in the Rabbanan. So his point is not so much that the Adon is not in control of the Eved and there's no avdus between the two of them that you can be Meshacher. The point is, once he dies, it looks like a get la'achamisa, and that's the chumrah de Rabbanan that we're not going to give it to him. So of course he has to say Pokalei Meshacher. His point is that that once he dies, then he's not the Adon, and it looks like you're giving a shtar lachamisa. But here, it's not a din derabbanan. If you want to explain why me'ikar adin, the shtar shechus shouldn't be chal after the Adon dies, why do you have to say pakalei reshusay? Forget about pakalei reshusay. Just say what? Just say the shlichus is batal. Just say once the mishachar dies, batal shlichus. Right? There are two ways of explaining this din of Rashi Achra Chazor. Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel says that we're talking about a case where he hasn't given over the shtar to the middleman. He just told him to do it. Told him to write the shtar and give it to the Evan. So if he hasn't given over the shtar, there was no schus yet. Now the mishachar dies. Once the mishachar dies, so Dr. Mishnah, don't give it over. That's it. We don't give it over. It's not going to work. It's not going to be chal me'ikar adin. Why not? There are two reasons, two possible reasons for that. Either once the mishachar dies, then he's not an adon. So he's not an adon. He can't be mishachar the evet, because there's no relationship of avdus between the two of them. The other way to look at it is that bat lashlichus. Maybe the simpler way to look at it is bat lashlichus. Forget about anything fundamental. The shlichus is gone, so there's nothing to even talk about. He can't do it anyway. Even if there was some kind of an avdus. Maybe there isn't an avdus, but so what? The shlichus is batal. It's over. Why didn't Rashi just say that the shlichus is batal? Why didn't Rashi just say the shlichus is batal? So the Ketosa Choshen in Simen Kuf Peiches is medayik from Rashi. It says Kuf Peiches base. We've had this Ketos before. I forget, last year we had it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah. This is a very fundamental place. It's one of those popular, it's probably one of the top 10. You know, it's a super, super popular Ketos, which is often quoted because it's a yesod about shlichus. Right? And shlichus comes up left and right in Kiddushin and in Gittin and so many other places. And this Ketos really goes to the core of what Shlucho Shalem Kamosa really means. So the Ketos is medayik from Rashi that you see that Rashi is taking a stand on what Shlichus means. And Rashi actually holds that even after the Meshaleach dies, the Shlichus isn't batal. That's why he felt compelled to say that the reason why we're not going to give the Get Lachamisa, we're not going to give the Shtar Lachamisa, is Dafka because Pakalei Reshusei. That the Meshachar is no longer... that the Adon is no longer an Adon over the Eved. There's no relationship of Avdus between the two of them. So there's nothing to be Meshachar. That's the reason Rashi gets. He doesn't say Batla Shlichus, because in Achanami, the Shlichus is not going to be Batla. The Shlichus is not really Batla. Right? The Shlichus was made. If there would be an Avdus to be Meshachar, if there would be an Avdus to be Mevatel, to cancel, right, then he would be able to be a Shlich. Right? It's just there is no Avdus at all. But it's not that the shlichus is batel. The shlichus is not going to be batel even after misa. Big chiddush of the Ketos. But he says that's l'chora what Rashi is saying. Rashi is assuming that the shlichus wouldn't be batel even after the adon dies. That's why you have to come on to his other reason, that pakalei meshachrer, pakalei reshusa, that the reshusa of the meshachrer has been nullified. There is no relationship of avdus between the eved and the adon, and that's why there's nothing to be meshachrer. There's nothing for the shlichus to be chal on. That's why it's not going to work. And the Ketos says Rashi is following the opinion of the Rambam. There's an old machlokas, the Torah and the Rambam. What's the din in the following case? Not where the Meshaleach dies, but where the Meshaleach becomes a Shota. What happens if a Baal makes a Shliach to divorce his wife, and then the Baal is Nishtata, the Baal becomes a Shota before the Shliach is able to give the get to the wife? Right, we know a Shota is Lav Bar Gerish. He's Lav Bar Gerish and he's Lav Ben Das. He can't divorce his wife. It's not Shaykh. Right? It's a sad situation. If they got married when he wasn't a shota, so the kiddushin wachal min haTorah, and if he becomes a shota, then she's not shy to get. She can't get divorced. Can't get divorced because he can't divorce her. A shota is not a bar gerushin. So the question is: let's say he made a shliach before he became a shota. He was nishtata after the minah shlichus. So is the shliach able to be poel, or is he not able to be poel? So the answer is: the shliach is not able to be poel. He can't do the shlichus. That's true l'kuliyama. Bein l'fi the tour, bein l'fi the Rambam. If the Baal made a shliach and he is nishtate afterwards, the shliach does not give the get. Oh, but the $64,000 question is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? Is it fundamental or is it just a din d'rabbanan? That's the machlokas. The Rambam says that it's not fundamental. It's a din d'rabbanan. Kedei shelo yomu shota bar gerishin. A shota is not a bar gerishin. We're afraid if nishtata mishaleach, and then the shliach is going to give the get. So people will think, the Baal is a shota, and he gave the get. Oh, a shota must be a bar gerishin. It comes to Rambam and says, midrabbanan, chazal v'gozer, that if not, if nishnat the mishalech, the shlich should not give the get. Even though he could. He could. The shlichus is there. The shlichus is still kayam. The shlichus isn't batel. It's great. So the Rambam says, midir abonim, we don't want him to do it. So the people won't think that a shot is bagerish. Comes the Torah and says, absolutely not. It's really me'ikra din. It's a din daraisa. A din daraisa. It's a din daraisa. This is the Ptos in Siman Kuf Peches. Ptos has a suffix. Right? Roy l'sapik. Hecha doi pikeh b'shoa sh'asor shliach v'kodem sh'gama shliach shlichusu nishtata m'shalech mi'az lina basa me'ikar u'b'shoa sh'asor shliach pikeh chayev v'omib makam ha'mishalech u'na. So then he says, I found the machlokes harishon. He had a suffix, and then he learned up the sugya, and he found the machlokes harishon. Right? We wouldn't have the suffix, because we learned it so. Right? We wouldn't have thought of the suffix, but we learned it so, we heard the suffix, and he pointed out the rishon, so we know the rishon. He says, the Rambam says what? That it's absurd, the Rabban and Shloyom and Shodabar Gerishon. And the Torah says, Minatoritz Possum. What's the machlokes? What's machlokes? Comes the Ktzos. And he explains like this. He actually says that the Prichodosh explains the Rama, but then he fills in the Torah. So it's really known more as a Ktzos. It's a Prichodosh also. What's the machlokes? It's up to Ktzos. How do you understand Shlucho Shaladim Kemos? What's the concept of Shlichos? What's it do? Obviously, something is relating back to the Mishaleach. Right? That's what Shlichos is all about. The Mishaleach is the man of Shliach. He appoints a Shliach, and the Shliach goes and does something. The Shliach does a Maisa. Mishaleach has a Minui. The Shliach does a Maisa. And now there's a Chalos. There's a Chalos Gitin, a Chalos Gerishin. Something, I'm sorry, Chalos Gitin, a Chalos Kiddushin. Something's happening over here. So what's relating back to the Mishaleach? That's the Shaila. That's the question that we have to ask ourselves. Should we say that when the Mishaleach appoints the Shliach, so the Shliach is Omeid B'Mokom HaBal? Shlichus is about a Mesiras Koach from the Mishaleach to the Shliach. So the Shliach is Omeid B'Mokom HaBal. The Shliach is Omeid B'Mokom HaBal. And now the Shliach is doing the Maisa. The Maisa Gerishin, the Maisa Kiddushin. The Shliach is doing the Maisa. The only thing that's relating back to the Mishaleach is the Chalos. Obviously, the Chalos doesn't relate to the Shliach. The Shliach is not the one who's married to the woman. Right? He's not the one who's marrying the woman, and he's not the one who's divorcing the woman. So obviously, the Chalos has to relate back to the Mishaleach. But the question is, does Shlucho Shaladim Kemoso only relate the Chalos back to the Mishaleach? Or does it even relate the Maisa back to the Mishaleach? That's really the question. Right? Should we say the following? Right? Shlucho Shaladim Kemoso. What kind of chakira is this? Right, we've had many forms of this chakira. Chafadim, an equation. Kimoso. Shlucho shaladim kimoso. The shliach is like the mishaleach. How much like the mishaleach is he? How much like the mishaleach is he? Right, do we say that shliach b'makom baal? The shliach becomes the baal. He's not married to the woman, but he has the full koach of the baal. He's the Megarish. The Koach of the Gerish has been given to the Shliach. Now the Shliach is the Megarish. Shliach Osa Hamaisa. The Rak HaChalos Nisyacheses LaMishaleach. Only the Chalos relates back. The Shliach is B'Makom Balkoi. He does the Maisa. He's the Megarish. But the Chalos Gerishin relates back to the Mishaleach. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that the way Shlichus works is that Maisa HaShliach is like the Maisa HaMishaleach. Af Maisa HaShliach Misyaches LaMishaleach. According to the first Prat, the Chalos relates back. The Maisa is not relating back. The Shliach is doing the Maisa. It's his Maisa. When we look at this Gerishin, who did the Maisa Gerishin? The Shliach did the Maisa Gerishin. But it creates a Chalos Gerishin for the Mishaleach. According to the second approach, no, that's not what Shliach is about. The shliach is appointed to do the maisa, but he's not the garish. He's not omid the makam abal. It's not really kamoso mamish. No, he just has the koach to do the maisa. Le'inyan zeh, when he does the maisa, then we say it's like the mishaleach did the maisa. If the mishaleach didn't do the maisa, the chalos would not relate back to him. In the second approach, the mishaleach has to do the maisa, and he can't. He can't. There can't be a transformation of personality over here. The shliach can't be b'makom baal. He's not the baal. Don't fool me here. He's not b'makom baal. He has the koach of the baal. But he's not b'makom baal. He has the koach to do a maisa which can relate back to the baal. And that's what has to relate back. In order for the chalos to relate back to the mishaleach has to do the maisa. Oh, but that's what shlucho shalom chaloso means. That when the shliach does the maisa, it's as if the mishaleach did the maisa. Oh, if it's as if the mishaleach did the maisa, then there's going to be a chalos gerushin. Then there's going to be a chalos gerushin. It's almost, I should actually say it better. What's really misyachet, what's really relating back to the mishaleach in the second approach, is just the maisa. The maisa relates back. Once the maisa gerushin is the maisa of the mishaleach, of course the chalos gerushin is going to be chal pein. The meila, that's understood. The maisa of the shliach relates back to the mishaleach. We treat it as though the mishaleach did the maisa. So if he did the maisa, of course, the chalos is going to relate to him. In the first approach, the maisa is not relating back to the mishaleach. The shliach is doing the maisa. It's a maisa of the shliach. The chiddush haTorah is when the shliach does a maisa gerushin, because he was nimna, because he was mismana through the mishaleach, the chalos can relate back. What's an afkamina? It's like semantics. Like the chalos is going to relate to the mishaleach anyway. Oh, I'll tell you what the afkamina is. Who did the maisa? Did the mishaleach do the maisa, or did the shliach do the maisa? L'may nafkamina. Well, depends if he can do the maisa. If the mishaleach becomes a shota, so now he's not a bar gerushin, he's not shayach to a maisa gerushin. So if shlucho shalom kamosu requires that the mishaleach do the maisa, he can't do a maisa gerushin. So he can't do a maisa gerushin. Me'ikar adin, the shliach is not going to be able to be pulled as gerushin. He can't do anything. He's not going to help, because the only thing he can do is he does a physical action. But that physical action means that that a halachic maisa relates back to the mishaleach, and we treat it as if the mishaleach did the maisa himself. But if he's a shoulder, he can't do the maisa. So the shliach is not going to accomplish anything. That's what the Torah holds. The Torah takes the second approach, and even that the maisa of the shliach has to relate back to the mishaleach. So if he's nishtata, forget about it. There's nothing to do. Rambam says no. Shliach the makom balkon. What relates back to the mishaleach is only the chalos. The maisa is a maisa of the shliach. So as long as the shliach was nismana before the mishaleach became a shota, then the shliach can do the maisa. He's in control. He's not a shota. He's a pikeach. So he'll do the maisa, and that maisa will relate back to the mishaleach, and that's okay. Even if the mishaleach is a shota, that's fine. But a shota is not a bar gerushin. Mitzad hadin, the reason why he's not a bar gerushin is because he can't do a maisa gerushin, but it can relate back to him. So as long as the maisa is done by someone else, that should be fine, says the Rambam. It should be fine. The Rabbanon Chazal say it's still not fine. So people shouldn't think that a shota is a bar gerushin. Okay, this is the machlokas, the Rambam and the Torah, the way the ktsos explains. Zok the ktsos. If this is true about nishtata mishaleach, if the Rambam holds me'ikar adin, the shlichos is in batel, even after the mishaleach becomes a shota, then he should hold the same thing if meisa mishaleach. What's the difference? As long as he gave over the koach to the shliach, so that the shlichus isn't bottle. The shlichus isn't bottle. The shliach can be poel. You can't say the shlichus is bottle. The shliach is in control. The only reason why the gerushin can't be chal, right, or why the shichur can't be chal after the mishaleach dies, is because there's no ishus anymore. There's no avdus between the adon and the eved. So what's it going to be chal on? You can't, right? There's nothing to be chal on. But it's not like the shlichus is batel. The shlichus is fine. The shliach has the koach, so he has the koach to do a maisa. The maisa doesn't even have to relate back to the mishaleach. It's only the chalos. You can't have a chalos gerushin if there's no ishus to break. You can't have a chalos shichur if there's no avdus to break. That's the problem. So the tzos Rashi on Daf Gimel is going with the Rambam. Rashi assumes that the problem of Meisa Meshalech is not that the Shlichus is Bata. Because the Shlichus shouldn't be Bata. The Shlichus is B'makom Balkoi. The problem is Pakalei Meshachra. Right? That the Rishus of the Meshachra, the Rishus of the Adon is now Bata. The Rishus of the Adon is Bata. So then there's nothing for the Shlichus to create a chalosan. Right? The chalosan is not going to relate back. So the chalosan is not going to relate back. That's why it's not going to live. And this is how the Ktzos wanted to explain Rashi. It's interesting. A number of Talmidim, Noah and who else? I forget who else. And Zach also. Right, Noah, Yamin, and Zach all pointed out that it's interesting that the Ktzos does put the two Rashis together. The Ktzos quotes the Rashi on Daf Yigimel and the Rashi on Daf Tes. Right? The Rashi on Daf Tes says, Pakalei Meshachar. According to the way we're explaining, they're not really the same. If you look at the footnote, he actually points this out. They're not really the same because according to what we're saying, Pakalei Meshachar in Rashi on Daf Tes doesn't mean Me'ikara Din. There's no avdus. There's nothing for the shikra to be chala. It just means that once the adon is dead, it looks like a get lachamisa midrabbanan. It's not something we want to do. So the truth is, according to the way we're explaining, and this is not just us. That's what the Ktzos said. The Ktzos and Kuf Chav Hei said that. So it's a little mudna. It's a little strange that he quotes Rashi on Daf Tes. I know it's the same lashon. It's very nice to emphasize the lashon that Rashi on Daf Tes doesn't say but l'shlichus either. But Rashi on Daf Tes is not talking. Rashi on Daf Tes is kodem chazar. Rashi on Daf Yigimel is acha chazar. It's a totally different circumstance. Rashi on Daf Tes is talking about where the shtar has already been given to the middleman. Nevertheless, it's not going to be chal because of the tanai that we describe. Rashi on Daf Yigimel is talking about where the shtar hasn't been given to the middleman yet. It's a totally different case. And his lashon of pakalei meshachar means something totally different in the two cases. It is a little interesting. Halo davarhu that the Ktzos quotes the two Rashi's together. The chori, it would have been better to quote the Rashi on Daf Yigimel and to forget the Rashi on Daf Tes, to leave it out because it really means something a little bit different. Okay, this is the Ktzos's understanding of Rashi. The problem with this understanding of Rashi, many of the Achronim point out, is that it's not so clear that's really what Rashi says. Right? The focus of the Ktzos is that Rashi didn't say Bat Lashlichos. Bat Lashlichos when the Adon dies because it's not Bat. The problem is not that Bat Lashlichos. The problem is Pakalei Rishus Meshachar, and therefore there's nothing for the Chalos to be Chala. Yeah, the problem is you got to learn some more Gemara. You got to learn some more Rashi. If you learn some more Rashi, you'll notice that Rashi does say Bat Lashlichos. Where's that? That's Rashi on Daf Chav Ches. Rashi on Daf Chav Ches on the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? A maybe get vini chozoke no chole nosim abcheska shu kain. The Mishnah Daf Chav Ches is talking about chazokas. Chazok the meikara. Min haTorah we can rely on a chazok. Right, the shliach takes the get and he goes to Medina Sayam. He's going far. Right, he goes wherever he's going. How does he know that the baal is still alive? How can he give the get? Doesn't know. So says the Mishnah, Becheska Shukai. Even if he nicho zoken, we assume he's zoken a chole. Right? Maybe he died. No, we can give it Becheska Shukaiyam. He can assume that he's still alive. Zok Rashi. Nosla Becheska Shukaiyam. Velo chayshin and shememais. We're not afraid that he died. Give it Becheska Shukaiyam. We're not afraid he died. And let's say he died. What would have been the problem if he died? It says Rashi. Rashi says that we can rely on a chazaka that we know from the Gemara in Chulin. But if we couldn't rely on the chazaka, then it would be a problem. Because if meis batel shlichuso, and he wouldn't be able to give this get. So the Achronim asks, what does Rashi say batel shlichuso? I thought on Daf Yigimel he says that the key to Misa is that Pakalei Rishusen. The key to Misa is that Pakalei Rishusen, not Batal Shlichusen. The way the Ktzos understood Rashi, Rashi would hold in Meis, Lo Batal Shlichusen. It's not Batal Shlichusen. The Shlichus is Kaya. But the Shlich still would not be able to give the get. Why? Because there's no Ishus over here. That's the reason. So if Rashi on Daf Chav Ches says Batal Shlichusen, so why on Daf Yigimel did he not say Batal Shlichusen? If he doesn't say Batal Shlichusen on Daf Yigimel, why not say I mean, why the stira? Say one thing, say the same thing in both. Why explain one way on Daf Yigimel and another way on Daf Chav Ches? Just say the same thing. Either say Pakalei Rishusa in both, that the Adon is dead, the Baal is dead, that's it. we'll say batal shvichus on both. But why split? But he wants to give Vienna a fair chance to be svaris. Just give the svar that you think is most right. Why does he say something different in the two places? Zach.
I thought we said in the other case was when he didn't pick up the get yet, but in this case he's holding the get. He already maybe get, so it's already...
No. On Daf Gimel, he didn't pick up the get, but what get are we talking about? Shtar Shichra. He couldn't have picked up the shtar, because if he picked up the shtar, then Zachin Ladam Shlavafanav would mean that the Eved's Meshucha already. But here we're talking about get Isha. Even if he picks up the get, it's not as chus for the Isha. She's not going to be divorced until he gives her the get. So picking up the get Isha is the same as not picking up a shtar shichra. The shichra and the gerishin is still not been chal. Okay. So why does he say something different? So before we give an answer to that kasha, we first have to posit that this is not really a shaila on the Rambam. You know, the Ktsos was the one who made this dimyon between shota and misa, right? That if the Rambam holds that the shliach is b'makom baal koi, the Rambam says that by nishtat ha-mishaleach the shlichus is in batel. So what the nami? The Rambam will say that by meis ha-mishaleach the shlichus is in batel. So that's not at all muchach, right? The Ktsos is dimyon. The Ktsos explains Rashi by comparing him to the Rambam. So that's not necessarily such a great comparison, because you could very easily say that if nishtat ha-mishaleach, the shlichus still exists, because the Mishaleach is still alive. But if Mesa Mishaleach, I could hear someone saying, Mesa Mishaleach, the Shlichas is automatically Batal. He's dead. So there's no relationship between Mishaleach and Shlichas. In the case of Nishtat Mishaleach, there's still a relationship. Okay, he changed. He's now a Shota. So what? But there's still a relationship. He's still alive. Right? So the fact that Rashi says, Batal Shlichuso by Misa Sabal, that's not shver within the Rambam, right? This idea that the Ktsos linked Rashi to the Rambam, so if Rashi is like the Rambam, so why does he say Batla Shlichuso by Meis? That's not shver, right? You could easily be Mechalik and say Rashi says Batla Shlichuso, he's only talking about Misa. He's only talking about Misa, he's not talking about Shota. Not talking about Shota. So it's not that from this Rashi you see that, you know, that... How should I put this? Just because Rashi says Batla Shlichuso by Misa doesn't necessarily mean that he can't hold like the Rambam by Nishtata. That's all I'm saying. Right? Just because Rashi holds Batla Shlichuso by Misa doesn't mean he'd say that if Nishtata Meshaleach, Minat Torah, the Shliach can't get again. He might agree with the Rambam. It's only a Dinder Abana. But he would say that's by Shota. But where there's Misa, Avada, the Shlichas is Batal. You hear what I'm saying? But it doesn't answer the Kasha. The Kasha is that there's a steer in Rashi's. That Rashi gives one Svara on Daf Chav Ches and a different Svara on Daf Yigimel. That's a steer in Rashi's. Right? But in concept, conceptually, we should realize that they're not the same. The Shtata Meshalech and Mesa Meshalech are not the same in terms of Batla Shlichusa. You could say that Batla Shlichus by Misa and not Batla Shlichus by Nishtata. So Rashi is not necessarily against the Rambam based on Chav Ches. But there's an internal contradiction in Rashi. What makes the Kasha even more compelling is that Rashi actually has a third comment, right? There's a third place where Rashi says something regarding this issue. Do we say that after Misa, but l'shlichuso, and that's why something is not going to be able to be chal? Or do we say that poka rishusa? Right? Here's a third place, and that's another case on Daf Tesa that we saw. Right? What does the Gemara say? The kasha of the Gemara that we're going on is, you think the only comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechar are those three or four that we mentioned? No, there are others. This is another case. So what's the answer of the Gemara? The answer of the Gemara is that this is Isei B'Shtaris. This halacha is Isei B'Shtaris. If it's Isei B'Shtaris, we're not going to mention it. Not going to mention it as one of the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechar. How is it Isei B'Shtaris? So the Gemara says, the Shalach Rav Mishmei de Rabavo, have a Yodin Shalach Rabbi Elazar Lagola, Mishim Rabbeinu, Shchiv Mesh Amak Hisfu Utnu Manalaploni Umeis, Ein Kosve Venosnin. If the Shchiv Mesh says, Kisfu Utnu Manalaploni, and then he dies before the Shliach was able to write and give the get, so ain't kosher v'nosnin, we don't do it. Shliach is not going to do it. Why not? Why not? So says the Gemara, Shema lo gomar laknos ve'lo b'shna, elo b'shtar ve'en shtar lachamisa. Ve'en shtar lachamisa. So we don't do it. What's the problem? What's the problem? Why is there no shtar lachamisa? What does that mean? So Rashi says, the ein shtar makne, or ein shtar mikne lachamisa, do a pokale rishus et nosim. Ein shtar mikne lachamisa, do a pokale rishus nosim. In this case, the Gemara is talking about a situation where the Mishalech made a shliach to write the get, to write the shtar, I should say, to write the shtar mikne. He made a shliach to write the shtar mikne. Rashi could have said batla shlichus. He doesn't say batla shlichus. He says pokale rishus nosim. Nachamu. Pokale rishus nosim. So we find on Daf Tes Amid Beis, he says it. They were not talking about a din drabbanon, a domer, a get lach. No, ain't get lach hamisa. Pokale rishusay. On Daf Yud Gimel, he says pokale rishusay. And on Daf Chavches, he says batla shlichuso. What's going on? What's going on? Rashi seems to contradict himself. It seems to be a little bit of a pella. Seems to be a little bit of a pella. So the answer might be that it depends on the case. These are three different cases, if you think about it. They're not all talking about the same kind of situation. What's Daf Chav Ches talking about? What kind of relationship are we trying to sever?
Ishus.
And Daf Chav Ches, we're talking about Ishus. Right? The Mishalech and Daf Chav Ches is a Baal. Who's the Mishalech and Daf Yud Gimel? The Adam. Right? We're talking about Avda, Sashtar Shechem. Right? On Daf Chav Ches, we're talking about a Get Isha. On Daf Yud Gimel, we're talking about a shtar shichra, and on Daf Tes Amud Beis, we're talking about a shtar mikna. Okay? So maybe the chilek, according to Rashi, is that gerisha is different than shtar shichra and shtar mikna. By shtar shichra and shtar mikna, avada, the answer is very simple. Right? Rashi is saying the answer there is that the shliach can't be called once the mishaleach dies. Because if the Mishalech has died, then it has died, and there's no relationship. Right? There's no relationship between the Nosein and his Karka. There's no relationship between the Odon and his Eved. So of course, there's no Shtar Shechel L'Achamisa. There's no Shtar Mikna L'Achamisa. That's it. There's nothing to talk about. But by Gerisha, it's not so simple. By Gerisha, it's not so simple. At first glance, you'd think that after the Baal dies, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah, but that's not true in all cases. What's a case where even after the Baal dies, there might be some relationship that still is residual, that still is living on, Daniel?
Ibum.
Exactly. Right? If the dead man doesn't have any children, and he has a brother, so there's a Zika, the Ibum, there's a relationship between this woman and the other. So up to Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says, well, if there's a relationship, what does that relationship mean? That relationship means that the ishus of the dead brother is not completely paka. It's not paka le reshusim. It's not paka le reshusim. So if it's not paka le reshusim, maybe the shliach can still give a get. Still give a get, but he's dead. Like, what's the purpose of getting the get? I'll tell you what the purpose is. Maybe the Baal would not want her to be zakuka to his brother. Maybe that's a bad thing for her. Maybe that's good for why he wanted to give the get in the first place. He nichozokin. Right? He was afraid. I don't know. They didn't have any kids. And he nichochola. Right? So he wanted to give a get to his wife. Right? So she wouldn't be zakuka liyava. So there's a big nafkamina if we would allow him to give the get. So to that, Rashi has to say that batla shlichuso, he can't give the get. He wouldn't be able to give the get if we knew for sure that the Baal were dead. Because we can rely on the chazaka, he can give the get. But if we couldn't rely on the chazaka, then he can't give the get because the shlichas is batla. The shlichus is batal. So even in such a situation, right, where the ishus might still have a residual effect, it might still be kind of a little bit, maybe the get would have meaning to break off that ishus, to break off that zika to the yava. Afal pikein comes Rashi and says, but l'shlichuso, and that's why he can't give the get. Right, so even in such a situation where lo poka ishus, Afel Pikain, but Lishlichuso, and he's still not going to be able to give it again. This is how the Beis Meir wanted to explain. But it's not so clear. And you know, other achanim were not so convinced. You know, in the Hagos from Baruch Frankel on the bottom of the Beis Meir. Beis Meir is on Shulchan Aruch, like it's a separate sefer following the Shulchan Aruch. So he comments, Baruch Frankel comments that what does this mean? What the ishus of the dead brother is not poka when there's a yavam. A zika to a yavam means there's a relationship between the yavama and the yavam, but there's a relationship between the yavama and her dead husband. He's out of the picture. He's out of the picture. What's the havamina to assume that the ishus still remains? The ishus remains. The ishus can't remain if a person is not alive. How can there be a yachas? How can there be an ishus? That's his kasha. The answer l'chora is that what does zika mean? Where does the zika come from? Is the pshat that the ishus falls away? Now there's a new relationship between the brother, the live brother, and the woman. Well, no, it's not a new relationship. It's a hemshich of the old relationship. It's a hemshich of the old relationship of the dead brother. The taka, the ishus of the dead brother is not completely paka. Of course it's not. It doesn't exist in the same grandeur and the same strength that it existed at one point in time. He's not alive. But there's a residual effect that ishus has. And that's what spawns the zika siyibun. L'chora, that's what the Beis Meir is saying. The Beis Meir is saying that the zika to the yavam is an extension. Right? It's a hemshich of the ishus of the dead brother. So because it's a hemshich of the ishus of the dead brother, there's a havamina that maybe the shliach should be able to give the get. The shliach should be able to give the get because the ishus of the dead brother is not completely gone. And he was made a shliach to sever that relationship before the dead brother died. So maybe if he gives this get, it'll break the zika. It'll prevent the zika from being chal, because the zika is only chal through the ishus of the brother. But if he gives the get, then that ishus is going to be broken, and then the zika will never be chal. Kamash lan Rashi can't do that. Kamash lan Rashi, the batla shlichusa. So because batla shlichusa, you can't give the get. There's no way to prevent the zika from being chal. So that's why Rashi had to be mechadesh an extra time when it comes to getting shah. For the other cases, for shichur and for shtar mikvus, it's pashut. We were thinking fakir. We said, you know, if batla shlichusa, so why does Rashi have to give these? This other time, no. The convention, the simple pshat says Rashi is paka reshusa. But in that kavches, when it comes to ishus, he has to say batla shlichusa. For this case, with his azikas yavam, there I'd have a havamina that maybe the shliach could give the get, because maybe the zikas yavam stems from the ishus of the dead brother. So maybe there's something still kayam to divorce. Kamash malam batla shlichusa. Even if there's something kayam, there's nothing you can do. You can't divorce. Because the shliach is going to be bought. Okay. This could explain Shitas Rashi. Rafi.
Doesn't the ksuva still come from the dead brother's household? So that's it would be pretty hard to say there's no residual effect.
No, because there's a residual effect, but the relationship doesn't exist. Meaning the whole concept of a ksuba is that right, in the event of death or divorce, then there's going to be a pain, right? So in the event of death, what that means is, since there was a previous ishus, so now when that ishus is severed, there's a chiyuv to give money. That doesn't mean that the ishus remains. It means despite the fact that there is no ishus anymore, right? Or I shouldn't say despite. If the ishus is severed through Misa, so that's what the ksuva says. When the ishus is severed through Misa, I am going to allow my nechassim to be given, right? The person says, I will allow my nechassim to be given to the wife. So that's not a steer to this. That's saying that there's a chiyuv to give mammon when the ishus is broken. Here we're saying the ishus is not completely broken. In all cases, it didn't, because it's a little different. Yes?
Go back a little bit. Yeah. Why, according to the Rambam, is the fact that only the chalos relates back to the...
Only what?
That only the chalos relates back to the mishalayah? Why does that make it that it's not a problem by shlita?
The Rambam says shlucho shlam kemoso means that the shliach becomes like the mishalayah. So when he does the maisa, it's his own maisa. He's doing the maisa gerishim. Right? The idea that shota lav bar gerishim minat Torah, right? The fact that the shota can't do a gerishim, what does that mean? Does that mean that the chalos gerishim can't relate to a shota? Or does it mean that he can't divorce his wife? That he can't do the maisa gerishim? So I think what the ktsos is assuming is that according to the Rambam, it means he can't do the maisa gerishim. The chalos can relate to him because he's the baal. So as long as you get a Maisa Gerishin that was done with the full Das, then that Maisa Gerishin is going to relate back to the Shota. What you're asking is, you assume, no, Shota La Bagerishin means Gerishin is not Shayach to the Shota. So the Gerishin is not Shayach to the Shota, how can the Chalos relate back to a Shota? How can a Chalos Gerishin relate to a Shota B'chal? That's what you're asking, right? So I think what the Rambam is assuming is, there's no din that the Chalos Gerishin can't relate to a Shota. It's that a Maisa Gerishin can't relate to a Shota. He's not Shayach to a Maisa Gerishin. But if he already appointed a Shliach to do the Maisa Gerishin, and the Shliach does that Maisa, that's the Maisa of the Shliach. That doesn't have to relate back to the Mishaleach. So the Chalos can relate back to the Mishaleach, even if he's a Shota, so what? But the Chalos relates back to whoever is married to that woman. Yes?
Based off of what we're saying in the base mayor, if we're talking about in Seder was, let's say you would take a get and throw it to your wife, but then someone would kill you, like right then, before the wife caught it. I mean, she, based off what we were saying before, you might think that she had left her shush, so therefore she'd be considered an almana, not a grusha. Based off of this, would she actually still be considered?
So I think if one throws a get to his wife, so the Gemara later on, in the eighth parak talks about kar of law, it's got to be either in her chatzar or it has to be kar of law for it to be considered nesina. Until there's a nesina l'toch yada, nothing happened. So you can set something into motion, but until she actually gets it, it's not a nesina. So if he's dead, there's nothing for the gerushin to be chalim. There's no issues for the gerushin to be chalim.
I thought we were saying that even though he dies, because of this concept of like yibum, there's still like a relationship that's...
Oh, you're saying if there would be a yibum situation?
Well, what we're talking about in the base mayor.
Okay, but even so, I don't think it's going to work because there's no nesina. Who's doing the maisa gerushin? Right? In the case of Chav Ches, the shliach is doing the maisa gerushin. The shliach is alive. In your case, the one who's doing the maisa gerushin is dead because there's no nesina until it comes karov la. But the moment it comes karov la, there's no one doing the maisa gerushin who's alive. So I'm not sure there's a maisa there. That's not going to work. But in the case of shlichus, the shliach is going to do a maisa. The question is he really still a shliach, or maybe his shlichus is batal? That's the shah that we have to address. So one other hand, yeah, Arye.
And how do the others deal with Rashi's difference in Lashok and Lashon between Daf, Tessin, Daf?
Oh, the Cholkim on the base mayor? I just want to have a working pshat in Rashi. I think the base mayor is a good pshat. I mean, probably here from there. I'm not going to take sides of it. But there are smucha. We're not learning the sugi now. But there are gemaras in kedushin. There's a gemara in kedushin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. There are other gemaras that really do seem to imply that the zika of the yavam is really an offshoot of the ishus of the original brother. If you want, you could look at Rav Yosef Engel's Asfin Doraisa in Klal Ches, where he brings a bunch of rayas to this yisad. It sounds like a chiddush, but there are a lot of rayas that seem to point in this direction. So, you know, I'm happy to say that that's Rashi's pshat. I think it's a working pshat in Rashi, and I think that's where we're going to leave it. Yes?
This only one point in your relationship, but they have a kid already.
If there's a child already, so then there's no Zika. If there's no Zika, then obviously the ishus of the dead brother, the ishus that existed, is going to be Pukal. I'm saying Rashi needs this Svara for a case of Yibum where Pukalei Rishusei is not going to work because there still is an ishus, so he has to explain in a different way why the get is not going to be Chal anyway because the Shlichus is Bukal. Yes?
Respond to Mason, if she has children, there's no reason for her
to get the get. I understand. Right. If she has children, so who cares? The ishus is severed anyway. Like, what does it matter? The get is not going to accomplish anything for her anyway. Here, the get is going to save her from the yavam. Right? If she needs a salvation. Right? It, it's going to save her. It could be good for her. Right? It could be good for her. But if the man is dead anyway, and there is no yavam, if they had children, so what's the purpose of the get anyway? But I don't understand. Why would the shliach want to give the get? He's saying, if the shliach did the get, is it chal?
I don't care why. I don't know why.
No, I mean, okay. Let's get this straight. It's not going to work anyway. Rashi says it's not going to work anyway. The question is why? What's the reason it's not going to work? But so Rashi needs this reason about the shlichuso. Rashi needs a reason about the shlichuso to explain why he can't give the get. Why if he gives the get, she's not going to be asur l'kohen? Because you would think. Okay, I hear. Okay. Good. Okay. This concludes the sugya of shlichus get la'achamisa v'hamistoif. Okay, let's go weiter to the next section of the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? Trying to find all the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechem, right? V'ha'ika l'shma. You tell me that the only comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechem are the three or four that we mentioned. No, there's more. There's more. Ha'ika l'shma. That both a Gerisha and a Shtar Shechem have to be written l'shma. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabba, Hainu Molochumevi. Rabba says that Molochumevi, the Chiyuv Sefer Fananechtam is Misham Lishma. So according to him, that is Molochumevi. We mentioned that already in the Bryce. Ella le Rabba Kasha. According to Rabba, it's Taka Kasha, because Rabba doesn't hope Molochumevi has anything to do with Lishma. The Su, Bain le Rabba, Bain le Rabba, Ha'ika Mechuber, is also a concept of Mechuber. Mechuber. Ha'ika Mechuber, the Apostle B'Travayo says, Rashi, the Chiyuv. The kasa v'nasan, nisha ena mechusra l'ksiva nusini yetzuzeshi mechusra k'titza. Mechubra is possible because it's not the kasa v'nasan, you need a k'titza. You have to cut off the shtar, you have to cut off the shtar from the ground. Something missing. There's a mafrid between the k'siva and the nusini. So mechubra is a psul by shtar shechur also. Says Rashi, v'shichur gomar, lola, lola me'ishav, zeir shava. Mechubar is also possible by Shtar Shechem. So why not mention Mechubar? Why not mention Mechubar? Says Dr. Gemara, kiktani psula derabbanan. The araisa lo katani. We're focusing on psulim derabbanan. Psulim derabbanan, dinim derabbanan, that if you leave this out, it's a psul derabbanan. The fani nechtam, the eid kusi. Right? The eid kusi. Our kos. Right, our cause. Psula de Rabbanan, Moluchu maybe Rabbanan who that's Zuchu, the member of the Fun and Ichta, a Kusi Postle mid Rabbanan Bashashtaros. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, Arkos is a psul d'araisa. Right? Arkos is a psul d'araisa. Lab and Akrisis, so that's the sticking point. Okay, the Gemara is going to get to it. That's the next line. Okay, but at this point, we're saying that the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechem are only psulim d'rabbanan, not psulim d'araisa. Okay? Lishma by Shtar Shechem. Right? The Gemara says, Lishma is possible by Shtar Shechem, Mechubar is possible by Shtar Shechem. Let's try to examine this a little bit. Why is Lishma posted by Shtar Shechem? So Rashi says, Bishlam al Rabba, to Omer Takanta de Molochum Evi Lefishem Bekin Lishma, he Hainu Molochum Evi. Hainu Molochum Evi. Okay. Ha'ika Mechubar, we just read that. Back up. Ha'ika lishma, the shavos gitin hashem v'shachurei avodim. How does he know that? Ha'ika mechubar v'shichur gomar lola. Isn't that interesting? When it comes to lishma, Rashi doesn't say gomar lola. That's before mechubar. When it comes to mechubar, he says, mechubar applies to shtar shechur because of the gzer shav of lola. But when it comes to lishma, he doesn't say anything. From Rashi, but the fact that Rashi doesn't say la la legavi lishma implies that Rashi doesn't learn the psul of lishma is based on la la. See, the psul of mechubar is not mentioned by Shtar Shechem. What is Shtar Shechem? Where is Shtar Shechem? Parashas Kedoshim. It says o chufsha lo nitan lo. Right, and that's a very strange case. You have a chetzia shivcha v'chetzia bascharin that's mu'edes to an eved ivri. Chetzia shivcha v'chetzia bascharin. What does that mean? It means the shivcha was owned by two people, and one of them was meshacher, his chelek. So now she's half free and half not free. So she's chetzia shivcha v'chetzia bascharin. She's muteris to an eved ivri, because an eved ivri is muter in a shivcha knanis. An eved ivri nochamo is a full-fledged Yisrael. He's chayiv in mitzvahs ke'ish. Right? He was chayiv in mitzvahs before he became an eved ivri, and now he's also chayiv in mitzvahs. Everything. Zman grama, nazman grama, tefillin, everything. The one difference is he's mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. So he's mutter in the chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschari. He's mutter in the baschari. He's mutter in the shivcha. So let's say she's miyua to an eved ivri. There's no ishus there, but let's say she's miyucha to the eved ivri, and then another person's boil her. Right. So that's the pasuk that he does a b'meizid. Is a korban of osham shivcha charufa. Right. If she were given a shtar shichra for the chetzi shivcha, then she's a full-fledged Yisrael. And if she's ureses to the eved ivri, if she's mekudeshes, then the guy would be chayav misa. So comes the pasuk and says that o chufsha lo nitala, the shtar shichra was not given to her yet, so she's not mishuchreres, she's not mishuchah, she's not a baschorin. So that's why the special din of Oshem Shivcha Charufa is going to apply. So it doesn't say mechuber. It doesn't say mechuber in the parsha of Shtar Shichra. So that's why you have to learn it as a Gzera Shav of Lala. Zachter Kiveger, but Rashi doesn't seem to be learning Lishma from the Gzera Shav of Lala. He doesn't need to learn Lishma by Shtar Shichra from Gzera Shav of Lala. Because where does he learn it from? Law. Right? Just like it says, because of law, Sefer Krisus, Vinas of Yad, etc. It says, O chufsha, lo nitav law. So he doesn't need law. Law itself by shtar shechur means lishma. Law itself by shtar shechur means lishma. So that's why he doesn't have to learn from Exer Shah. It's meduyak in his lashon. When it comes to lishma, he doesn't say lala me'isha. The Pnei Yeshua is meduyak that way. He points that out from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodim also seems to learn that Lishma by Shtar Shichur is derived directly from the parsha of Shtar Shichur. It's not learned Gzer Shav of Lola. It's not learned out of Gzer Shav of Lola. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodim in Perek Vav Alach Avav, Rambam says, beget isha who omer because of la lishma, who beget shichur who omer o chufsha lo nitan la achi yichtov lishma. He says, it says la by shtar shichur, that's why it has to be lishma. So it's clear the Rambam also learns that Lishma is derived directly from the parasha of Shtar Shichur. It's not learned out of the Gzeir Shav of Lola. Interesting. What flies in the face of this? The Pnei Yeshua points out that Tosefta doesn't sound like that. The Tosefta seems to be learning from the Gzeir Shav of Lola. Right? This is a Tosefta in Perek Beis. Perek Beis. Halachates. Get shakasu shlo lishma pasu shnemer v'kasu v'al lishma. Shichur evet shakasu shlo lishma pasu shnemer ochuf shalo nitan la. Ulahalin hu omer v'kasu v'la ma lo ha omer lahalin lishma af lo ha omer kan lishma. So the Tosefta seems to need the gzera shava. The Rambam doesn't quote the gzera shava by lishma. The Tosefta seems to need that gzera shava. It's la la. The Tosefta quotes the gzera shava. It says that's why the Shtar Shichur has to be Lishma. Ma lo ha'omer lahalan Lishma, af lo ha'omer kan Lishma. Yeah. Is it mocher from the Tosafta? Is the Tosafta really saying it's learned from the Gezer Shava? Maybe what the Tosafta is saying is that since we know that law by Gerisha means Lishma, so law by Shtar Shichur also means Lishma. It's not learned out of a Gzeir Shavu. Just like law in the cost of law means Lishma, so too, Ochuf Shalom Nitan Law, that law also means Lishma. That law also means Lishma. Not so Muchach. The Pnei Yeshua says from the Tosafta, it sounds like it's learned out of the Gzeir Shavu of law. I'm not so convinced. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, Yeshua quotes a Magid Mishnah, it's Gilad and Shlomo Lev pointed out that it's not a Magid Mishnah, we only have the Kesef Mishnah there. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Tosefta, So when he's quoting the Tosefta against the Rambam, Lechora he thinks that the Tosefta is like the Rambam. That we're not learning Lishma from the Gzeir Shava, we're learning Lishma from the word law, from the word law in the Parsha of Shtar Shichron. Okay, so these are different approaches. The question is, which approach is more mistabra to you? Right? What should be the answer? Is it better to learn it out of a Gzeir Shava, or is it better to learn it out of Gufa Dekra? What do you think? Gufa Dekra, right? I mean, why use the Gzeir Shava? Gzeir Shava is a last-ditch effort. Right? If it says it, Mamish Mefurish in the parashas, so just say it. Say that it says law, Beshtar Shecha, that's it. Right? So the burden of proof really is Rashi and the Rambam don't say that there's a Gzeir Shava. But the Pnei Yeshua quotes the Tosefta that he seems to say the Tosefta assumes that you do need a Gzeir Shava. So why would you need a Gzeir Shava? Why would you need a Gzeir Shava? Why would you need a Gzeir Shava? So it could be the answer is that the word law in the Parsha of Shtar Shichron is not really going on what we would hope. Right? If the Shtar Shichron has to be written Lishma, so what should law be going on? What kind of a word? A similar word to Gerisha. Which word teaches me Lishma by get? Which? The Kosav law. The Kosav law. That tells me that the Ksiv has to be Lishma. Where does it say law by Shtar Shichron? Ochov Shalom Nitan law. The law is talking about Nitan, it's talking about Nesina, it's not talking about Ksiva. The law is talking about Nesina, it's not talking about Ksiva. So if the law is talking about Nesina, not about Ksiva, so how can I know that you need a Ksiva Lishma by Shtar Shichron? Ksiva Lishma? It doesn't say Lishma by Ksiva, it says Lishma by Nesina. Nitan lo Nitan. It doesn't say it by Ksiva, it says it only Lagabe Nesina. So maybe, if you learn the Tosefta, that the Tosefta requires a Gzeir Shava, you need a Gzeir Shava, because it does say law in the context of Shtar Shechar, but how do I know that applies to Ksiva? So I need the Gzeir Shava of law to explain that the same halach of Lishma by Gerisha, which is limited to, which is about the Ksiva, that will apply to Shtar Shechar. That will apply to Shtar Shechar. So how do we understand the Rambam? How do we understand Rashi? Who seem to be able to learn Lishma directly from Shtar Shichron. But the law is going on Nita law, it's not going on Ksiva. Effie?
Maybe there's a Hekesh from Gittin to Bechasav and Nasan?
Hekesh and Gittin from Bechasav to the Nasan. But I don't understand. But that still has to be learned out of Gzeir Shava. Right? According to Rashi and the Rambam, we're learning it directly from Shtar Shichron. But how can we learn it directly from Shtar Shichron? The word law is not associated with the Bechasav. The word law is not associated with the Kosav, it's associated with Nitanla, with the Nesina. So what's the answer for the Rambam? The answer for the Rambam is that we know that Nesina doesn't have to be Lishma. Nesina doesn't have to be Lishma in Get. Remember? Remember that Pevavam the base? Way back. Remember? What happens if a Shliach has two Gittin, brings two Gittin, Ushmoseim Shavin? What does he do? Doesn't know which one is which. So he gives both Gittin to both women. So the Gemara said, the Maskana of the Gemara is that you don't need Nesina Lishma, you only need Ksiva Lishma. The Shliach doesn't have to know which Get is accomplishing which Gerishin, right? Which Get is accomplishing which Gerishin. Ksiva Lishma boy, Nesina Lishma lo boy. You don't need a Nesina Lishma, you need a Ksiva Lishma. Oh, so the Rambam would say, I understand the word law is going on Nitan, on Nesina. But since we know it's not possible that the Nesina has to be Lishma, but the Nesina, Shtar Shichur is more chomer than Gerisha, it's hard to believe that Shtar Shichur should be more chomer than Gerisha. So if the Nesina doesn't have to be Lishma, im eino inyan l'Nesina, t'neo inyan l'Ksiva. The Rambam understood that if it can't, Nitan La can't be understood literally because Nesina doesn't have to be Lishma. If in Gittin there's no need for Nesina Lishma, so we're going to be machmer in Shtar Shichur more than in Gittin? Gittin has to be a Ksiva Lishma, and in Shtar Shichron has to be a Nesina Lishma. Doesn't sound logical. So if Nitan La is not going on Nesina, then it must be going on Ksiva. It must be going on Ksiva. So I can learn directly from Shtar Shichron. I can learn directly from Shtar Shichron that there's a din of Lishma. Okay, that lechora is how the Rambam is learning. That's Lachar the Rambam is learning. They point out that Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer in his Sefer on the Rambam adds, he says, maybe the Rambam understands that law is not going on Nita, but rather it's going on Chufsha. Oh Chufsha, lo Nita la. Oh Chufsha, lo. Right? If it can't be going on Nita, it's going on the Chufsha. The Chufsha is the Shtar. Right? So the Shtar has to be law. Not the Nitan. It can't be going on the Nitan because Nesina doesn't have to be Lishma. So it must be going on the Cheftza Shel Shtar, that the Cheftza Shel Shtar has to be written Lishma. And that's why the Rambam didn't use the Gzera Shava. He also, you don't need a Gzera Shava. You can learn it directly. You can learn it directly because the Lashon of Law in the Parashah of Shtar Shichur is referring to Lishma, and it dafka means that the Shtar Shichur has to be written Lishma. Yes, Zach.
What does the Rashi on top of that put me getting on? It says the Rechol Psuah the Raisa Shava from the Law. So that every single one's learned is the Rechol. Yeah, that's a good cache. They point out this cache. Yeah, that's a very good cache.
Kidegev points out this Rashi, but it's a very good Ha'ar, right? It's a good Ha'ar. A little bit Shver. Right? If Kol Psula Daraisa Garmina Lala, Kol Psula Daraisa Shava Shechol Garisha the Garmina Lala. The Chorah that's going not only on Mechubar, it's going on Lashma too. You're right. I don't have an answer to that question. Good Ha'ar. It's a good Ha'ar. So why didn't he say it over here? Guess he just didn't feel... He had to say it by Mechubar. Why did he say it by Mechubar? If he said it already on top, why did he say it by Mechubar? It's a little mud. Okay, so those are the two pshatim, right? Either, if we take Rashi seriously, Rashi on the bottom, so then we're not learning Lishmav Get Shichra from Gedisha. We're learning it directly from Shtar Shichra, right? If we take the Rashi on top seriously, then it's Taka Gzerah Shava. We're learning from the Gzerah Shava. So you're saying, why do you need the Gzerah Shava? Why need the Gzera Shava if we're learning it directly? Right. So the answer might be what we said before. Right? That you need the Gzera Shava because the law by Shtar Shichur is samach to Nesina. So you wouldn't necessarily think that the Shtar Shichur has to be Nichta Lishma, so that's why it's necessary to have the Gzera Shava. So I'm not sure which is the key Rashi. You know, which is the key Rashi. We had a problem with the Tosefta also, where the Tosefta really means a Gzera Shava or doesn't. So within Rashi, there are two approaches, either to be medayik in the second Rashi, or to be medayik in the first Rashi, but either way, there's a working pshat to try to understand what he's saying.